بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، today we ponder and reflect and think deeply over the first revelation that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we know that the true benefit from the Quran and the purpose of the revelation is for a believer to ponder and to think deeply about the words of Allah azza wa jal, and to try to understand them, and to hope to have the proper understanding of these beautiful words and this revelation and the speech of Allah, in order to apply it in a good manner. So therefore, we want to ponder over these first few verses. What were the first verses that were revealed? And how many verses were they?
The first five verses of the
Surah Al-Alaq. There are five verses. These were the first verses that were revealed. Where was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He was in the cave of Hira, Ghar Hira. And the angel Jibril, he came to him alayhi salam. This all has proceeded, and we know how this occurred. These five verses were revealed. And what are they? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Iqra. Bismi Rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read. In the name of your Lord who has created everything, all that exists. خلق الإنسان من علق. He has created the human being from a piece of thick blood, black blood. That's what the human being is created from, an علق. علقة. An علقة is a piece of blood that's like kind of hard. And it's a clot, and it's really dark color. And then from that blood, Allah creates human beings and people. That's what we are created from. Where is that alaq at, or the alaqa? Where is it at? Huh? In the belly of a woman, in the womb of a woman, and the mother. Allah created human being from this. And then he said again, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, iqra. Read. وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمُ. And your Lord is the most generous. الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمُ. The one who has taught by the pen, taught writing and knowledge by the pen. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمُ. And he has taught man that which he did not know. He had taught man that which he did not know. Any questions about these five verses? This is the beginning of the revelation. This is the beginning of the revelation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever He brought the great mercy of mankind and the revelation of the Quran and the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it began in this manner. After this, what happened with the revelation? After this, what happened to the revelation? After this, what happened to the revelation?
It stopped.
What was that called? What was this period called? What was this period called? Fatratu Al-Wahy. Fatratul Wahy. The revelation, it stopped. The revelation, it stopped. How long did it stop for? How long was the fatra? A few days, several days. Some of the people of knowledge mentioned 3 years or 2 years, but that was not correct. What is correct is it was several days. It was several days, but not a long period, but rather several days. And Allah knows best. After this, another event happened to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was that? Uh-huh. When was this? He was also coming down from the cave, and he heard a noise, and he looked here, and he looked there, on the right and the left, and he looked in front. He didn't see anything, and then he looked up. What did he see? Angel Jibreel alayhi salam, in his original form, sitting on a sarir, a giant throne. Naam, do you know there's a hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, and he said exactly how the Prophet seen him. قَدْ رَأَى النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ جِبْرِيلَ عَلَى سُورَتِهِ وَلَهُ سِتُّ مِيَةِ جَنَاحٍ. That the Prophet, he saw Jibreel in his original form, and he has 600 wings. كُلُّ جَنَاحٍ مِنْهَا قَدْ سَدَّ الْأُفُقِ. Every wing is completely blocking the whole sky. Completely blocking the whole sky. يَسْقُطُ مِنْ جناحه من التهاويل والضر والياقوت ما الله به عليم. That there are all these colorfuls, all these different colors and rubies and pearls falling from his wings that only Allah knows how much and how great they are. Meaning that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he's very big and he's very beautiful and colorful. And this is how Allah Azza wa Jalla has created him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he saw him in this manner. And what happened to him? He said, Ju'ithtu. Yani, he became very scared. Again, and he ran home back to Khadija radiallahu anha. And we know the story. He said to them, Zamminuni. Or he said to them, Dathiruni. Cover me, cover me. And then what happened? Another revelation came. And what was that revelation? The statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, O you covered in garments, Qum fa'anthir, stand up, arise and warn, Wa rabbaka fakabbir, and glorify and magnify and praise your Lord, Wa thiyabaka fatahhir, and purify your actions and your deeds, purify your garments and purify your heart and your soul. وَالرُّجَزَ فَهْجُرْ, and keep away from the idols and all of the bad and evil ways. وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ, and do not give something in order to have more. And do not think that you have a lot of good deeds as a favor to Allah, but rather it's a favor from Allah upon you. And then what did he say? Subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ, وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ, and be patient for the sake of your Lord. And be patient for the sake of your Lord. Meaning be patient in obedience to Allah and performing His obligations. And be patient in staying away from the prohibitions. And be patient in the harm that you will meet whenever you call the people to al-Tawheed and to al-Islam. And be patient on the hardships that you find in this manner. So we see these are the first verses to be revealed. What has preceded is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he received an nubuwwah with Surah Al-Alaq, or those first few verses, those first five verses. What happened? That was the beginning of what? An nubuwwah. Ma ma'na an nubuwwah? Prophethood. Prophethood. Okay, so that's the beginning of prophethood. But then, whenever he received Al-Mudathir, those first seven verses, what did he receive at this time? Ar-Risala, messengership. He became a prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with Iqra', Nubbiya biqra', wa ursila bil-Mudathir. And he became a messenger with Al-Mudathir. And a prophet, he is someone that Allah has chosen to receive revelation. And Allah has revealed to him revelation and has given him al-wahi. And a messenger is someone who has received revelation along with a legislation. So a messenger is greater than a prophet. So all messengers are prophets, but not all prophets are messengers. For example, the prophets of Bani Israel, they would come one after another, but they are all prophets. Not all of them were messengers. And all of them, they came upon the Sharia of Musa, alayhi salam, upon the Torah, or upon the Sharia of that which was present before them, until a messenger would come with a new legislation. Until a messenger would come with a new legislation. Like Musa, he came with a legislation at Torah. And Isa, he came with a legislation, Sharia, at Injil. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he came with a Sharia. He came with the Quran, a new legislation, clarifying the halal and the haram and the likes like this. So the Prophet, he comes upon the legislation of the prophets before him. But as for a messenger, he brings a new legislation by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he became a prophet with Iqra, and he became a messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam with Al-Mudathir. Now we want to have a brief comparison between these verses, and to think about them and try to benefit in this manner. May Allah open our hearts to understand. If we look into Surah Al-Alaq, we see that there are six issues that Allah is mentioning here. What are they? Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of your Lord. In the name of your Lord. The name of Allah Azza wa Jal. Alladhi khalaq. The one who created. خلق الإنسان من علق. He created the human being from a blood clot. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. And your Lord, He is the most generous. الذي علم بالقلم. And He is the one who has taught. He has taught by the pen. He is the one who has taught by the pen. And the name of your Lord. This is clarifying the rububiyyah of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Who is He? He is the one who created all things. And He created the human being from a blood clot. And your Lord, He is the most generous and the most kind. And He is the one who has taught by the pen. And He taught the human being that which he did not know. These are six issues here. Do we see them? Six issues here. All of this is information and knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The name of your Lord. It is your Lord that you read. It is your Lord's name that you seek aid and help in. Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Who is your Lord? Who is your Lord? The Rabb. The first thing is the name of your Lord. To seek help in the name of Allah. Your Lord. After that, the second issue, He is the one who created all things. The third issue Allah discussed here, that He created the human being from a blood clot. The fourth issue here is that Allah, He is our Lord and He is the most generous and kind. We understand? The fifth, that He has taught by the pen. Allah Azza wa Jal, He has taught by way of the pen. And the sixth is that He has taught mankind that which he did not know. We found them all? We find the six issues that Allah is discussing here? I repeat it again. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Read, seek knowledge. Read, strive to have an understanding and learn in the name of your Lord. The name of your Lord, this is the first issue. Seeking help in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ba'a, the name of Allah, Azza wa Jal. After this, Allah alladhi khalaq. He is the one who created all things. Number two. Number three, Allah created the human being from a blood clot. He created all things, but then He specified one of those things that He created and how He created it. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the human being from a blood clot. And then the fourth issue also, Allah mentioned here that He is the most generous and He is the most nice and the most kind. And that he this is indication that he has the most beautiful names and attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, after that, Allah informed us also likewise that he has taught by way of the pen. He has taught by way of the pen. So many benefits come from the pen right now. Are you writing with the pen? Allahu Akbar. So many benefits, so many rights in the dunya and in the deen, and money and huquq are preserved by the pen, and knowledge is learned and studied and taken down by way of the pen, and the likes like this. All of this, rights of marriage and contracts and business, all from the benefit of the pen. Allah has taught by the pen. That's number five. Number six, he has taught the human being that which he did not know. That which he did not know. When you come out of the womb, do you know anything? And then you learn. Allah teaches you, and Allah teaches you, and Allah teaches you. He's teaching us that which we did not know. Every day we try to learn more. These are the six affairs that Allah has mentioned in these first five verses. If we look here, all of these affairs, they're information about Allah. This is all ilm, knowledge about Allah. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a command there likewise. A command to do what? Iqra, to read. This is a command to do? To do what? To seek knowledge. This is a command to seek knowledge. Allah is commanding us in the very beginning, Brother, I can't read. Iqra, ma ana biqari. He's commanding him to read. This is a command to seek knowledge and to learn. So therefore we see that the very first thing that Allah began the revelation with, when he wanted to bring mercy to mankind and complete his favor and blessing upon mankind by the completion of the revelation and the establishment of the final legislation and the coming of the seal of the prophets, he sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the affair of seeking knowledge. Iqra. This is a command to seek knowledge. And this is also, there's an action there. Seeking knowledge. He benefits from that. A person, he benefits from that himself. Then, if we look also in these verses, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has given us information. Seek knowledge. Knowledge about what? Knowledge about Allah. Alladhi khalaq, Rabbuk. Read in the name of your Lord. Meaning seek the aid and help, seek knowledge to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is the one who created. The first thing he informed us about him, he is the one who created. He is the one who created all things. Either the Rabb, the true Lord, and the true God who's worthy of worship, he is the one who created all things. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, likewise, he's beginning this revelation, clarifying some of his most beautiful names and attributes. Clarifying the foundations of his beautiful names and attributes. And that is going to go back to knowledge and power. And that is found in Alladhi khalaq. Allah, he is the one who created. Meaning he has knowledge of his creation and he has supreme knowledge. That's how he created all of these things. And he has power and ability and he's very strong. He's so strong. He can turn a blood clot into a human being with eyes and ears. He's so strong and powerful. Allah is telling us about himself in this first revelation, that he is the creator and that he's strong and that he's powerful and that he can do all things and that he knows all things. Look around you. He gave you eyes. Do you think he can't see you? Look around you. He gave you lips and ears. Do you think he can't hear you? Whether he can see you and hear you and he knows what you're doing, he is the one who provided the eyes for you. And he created those eyes and those lips from a blood clot. He's powerful and strong. He's powerful and strong and all wise and all knowledgeable. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's able to do all things. And then he clarified again, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقٍ. Created the human being from a blood clot. This is something that is amazing. First, you read like this. You read seeking the help of Allah, and you realize that he is the one who created all things. And then also you remember that he is the one who created you from a blood clot. Pondering over this, and remembering this, Allah, not only is he teaching us about him, but he's teaching us about ourselves. And this is the means of success and the foundation of guidance. That a believer, he will know the reality of his own soul. And he will remember about his own self that he is created. Some people, they forgot they're created. And they walk around so arrogant and strong. And they think that they can do whatever. And they forgot they used to be a blood clot. They forgot they used to be a blood clot, and that there is a Lord who is most generous and kind, who created them and provided them with the strength that they have and provided them with the knowledge that they have. Some people, they think they're so smart and they're better than others. It's Allah al-Ikram. He's the one who created that person and gave him that knowledge. Allah al-Ikram, he's people that think they're better than others because they have better shoes and better clothes and better car and big home, or they have more children. Allah al-Ikram, he's the one that created you from the blood clot. He's the one who gave that to you, not you. Not you. You didn't do that. You have to remember that. This will help you to be humble and to be thankful. The one who forgets that he was created from a blood clot, he can get lost and he can become arrogant and he can become misguided very, very fast. But the one who remembers that he was created from a blood clot, min alaq, then he will be, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, thankful. And he will be humble. So therefore, in the very beginning of the revelation, Allah is teaching us about him and teaching us about ourselves. And this is a means of guidance to know Allah and to know oneself. We have to know who we are. We're creation. We're created. You see the trees outside? How did they get there? Allah created them. The leaves, they die and they go away. They come back in the summertime. How do they come back? Allah creates them. He's creating new things all the time. Also, like that, you, where did you come from? Allah created you. Allah created you from halaq. Allah created your creation. Your creation. The sky is a creation. The trees are creation. The cows are creation. The human being, he's a creation. We all have the same creator. He created us so that we can know him and worship him. He created us out of his kindness and his mercy. He created us out of his wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this also leads to another issue. And that is that we have to realize the grace and the blessing of Allah upon us. We didn't do anything to be created. What did you do to be created? Did you do something that deserves you to be created? And is there something you did that you couldn't do anything? You're not even created. لَمْ تَكُنْ شَيْءًا مَذْكُورًا. You were never even something mentioned. No, even before somebody has a baby, there's like some time people are thinking that Abdullah is alive now. Maybe he's 10, 11, 12 years old, like 13 years ago. Nobody's even thinking about Abdullah. No, it's not even on their mind. 15 years ago, there's nobody even thinking. But now Abdullah is there. But before, he's not even mentioned, not even thought of. So he didn't do anything. Allah created him from his blessing. It's Allah, he brought him into life. This is how the revelation began, reminding mankind of these affairs. The virtue is for Allah. The blessing is for Allah. All the kindness and the good and the mercy comes from Allah. Al-Ikram. After this, Allah, he says, read again. Think about this, now read again. Iqra. First you read and then you ponder and you realize these things about Allah, about yourself. Now read again. After realizing these things, read again. See what happens. See the blessing that you will have. After reading and realizing these affairs, read again. Ponder now. Think deeply. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram. He is so noble and generous and kind. Al-akram, this word is like the word of the name of Allah, al-kareem. Al-kareem is the one who has so much good traits, attributes of perfection, and that he is the one who is so nice and kind and generous, and he gives all these good blessings, but also he helps his believers. And if you call on him, he answers you. So many times we make dua and he gives us what we ask for and more. Sometimes we get in danger, or somebody will be hurt, or somebody will be sick, and then they call on Allah, and Al-Kareem, he responds, and he cures them, and he makes them better. Do you know that? You remember sometimes somebody will be sick, or even sometimes maybe somebody starts choking on food, oh, billah, and something will happen and they make dua, and then Allah al-Kareem, he responds to them. And then Allah al-Kareem, he helps them. And Allah al-Kareem, he protects them. So al-Kareem and al-Akram, this is one of the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal that indicates his great, great, great abundance of good and kindness and generosity and mercy and goodness that he brings to the people. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iqra' wa rabbuka al-Akram. Read now and remember that your Lord, he is most generous and he's most kind, and he helps you and he provides for you and he gives you all these good things, and you have different fruits and vegetables, and you have all these trees, and you have all this fun to play with, and you have a house. All of this is from Allah, and you have safety and security, and it's freezing cold outside, but you're warm. But you are warm inside the house. Alhamdulillah, that's from the karam of Allah Azza wa Jal. Plus, He teaches you about Him. Alladhi 'allama bil qalam. He is the one who is so generous and so nice. Al-Akram, that He taught you about Him. He taught you about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, so many people, they do not even know Allah. So many people, they don't even know Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they don't even believe in him. But Al-Akram, Al-Kareem, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has taught us. He has taught us. So now we should realize the great blessing and the favor that He has given us, and we should be humble, and we should be thankful. Alladhi 'allama bil qalam, an indication of the virtue of the pen, and that the pen is something that's very beneficial and very important, and it's a means for learning. والعلم سيدون والكتابة قيدون. العلم سيدون والكتابة قيدون. What does that mean? Knowledge is, knowledge is سيد. Like the game, the hunting, the thing that you're hunting, and how do you catch it? Somebody's hunting deer. The deer is called سيد. Somebody's hunting. They want to get the deer. What do? They have to snatch him up. They got to shoot him. They got to get him. Yeah, shoot him with an arrow, shoot him with a gun. You have to shoot the deer and then slaughter him so you can eat him. How do you do that? Yeah. You got to capture him. Like that, knowledge also is like a type of game, like this, in this manner. And the only way to capture it, you have to have a pen. You have to write it down. You have to write it down. So many blessings from the pen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the great, great favor of knowledge. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا عَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ. So therefore, and then Allah, He says, and then He taught the human being that which he did not know. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in these verses here the command to seek knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has also mentioned a command to seek aid and help in Him. بِسْمِ اِقْرَأ. How do you seek knowledge? بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ. By seeking the help of Allah. يعني بسم الله. بسم ربك يعني بسم الله. الباء الاستيانة. We learned this together in التسمية. The meaning of البسملة والتسمية. نعم. So therefore, you read in the name of Allah, seeking His help. You seek knowledge, but you have to seek the help of Allah. So you want to learn, you have to take the means, but you seek the help of Allah. اقرأ, take the means. بسم ربك. But seek the help of Allah عز وجل. But seek the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. In these verses, likewise, Allah clarified the great virtue that He has over mankind, and His fadl and His grace and His blessing by creating us and by teaching us and by providing for us and sustaining us and the likes like this. And likewise, Allah has clarified His beautiful names and attributes, and that He is the Creator, and that He is the one who is alive and never dies, the Creator that created all things and brought everything into existence, that He is the one who has done this, subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that He is all knowledgeable and that His knowledge has encompassed all things, and that He is the one who has the ability to do all things, subhanahu wa ta'ala, reminding also of the human being and his reality, that he used to be a blood clot. So we learn about Allah, we learn about ourselves. All of this is occurring in His first revelation. This is how Allah began it. Likewise, there are manners of seeking knowledge. The manners of seeking knowledge, that you have to seek the aid of Allah. You have to seek His help. And then you have to be diligent. Iqra, iqra. Read one time, two times. You have to be diligent. You have to read and ponder and think deeply. And then try to read again. You have to continue to seek knowledge. You have to be persistent. You have to do it over and over. And then also you have to seek the help of Allah Azza wa Jal to do that. To do that. To do that. So likewise here, we see that Allah mentioned the beginning of the creation of the human being. And we also see the beginning of the creation in general. That Allah, He created the creation. Alladhi khalaq. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is the one likewise who created the human being. And also, we see again the creation of the human being. The human being. This is something that is very beneficial to ponder over and remember, to ponder over and remember. After this, Allah, He revealed the next revelation. What did He say in this revelation? Now He's calling the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did He say to him? قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ وَرُجَزَ فَهْجُرْ وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ. Now we went from knowledge and learning to application. The first of the revelation was all about knowledge. Knowledge of Allah, knowledge of the human being, knowledge of the beginning of the creation, knowledge of the foundation of the principles of the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that He is the one who created all things and He has knowledge of all things and that He has power and ability to do all things and He is most kind and merciful and generous. Now you have to do something. Now you have to worship Him alone. Now you have to worship Him alone. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses now, after teaching and after knowledge has come, now the command to act comes. Arise and warn. قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَاهِرْ And magnify and glorify Allah. Yani alone, meaning with ikhlas. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ Yani this means ikhlas. Oh, your Lord alone, magnify Him and glorify Him. أَيْكَبِّرْهُ بِالتَّوْحِيدِ Yani عَظِّمْهُ بِالتَّوْحِيدِ Magnify Allah and praise Him and worship Him alone with no partners. The command to have tawheed. And before that, warn. Warn from what? From shirk in every bad way. From shirk in every bad way. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the second revelation came with action and application. First is knowledge, and then it's action. First is knowledge, and then it's action. Stand and warn. Glorify and magnify Allah. Purify yourself and your soul and your heart, and purify your clothing. For the sake of Allah, stay away from the idols. Leave off the bad ways. And do not think that you have a virtue over Allah. Rather, Allah, He's the one who created, and He is al-akram. So Allah, He has the virtue and the blessing over you. فَلَا تَمْنُونَ وَلَا تَمْنُونَ تَسْتَكْتِرْ وَلِرَبِّكَ فَاصْبِرْ And for the sake of your Lord, be patient upon that way. Be patient upon guidance. Be patient upon obedience. Be patient striving to apply the knowledge that you have. Be patient in seeking knowledge. Be patient in staying away from sins and leaving off the rujus and the asnam and the ways of the mushrikeen and the ways of the pagans and those who worship other than Allah and follow other than the deen of Muhammad. Be patient. Be patient. Be patient with that. Be patient upon the harm that you will meet in that way from your family members and from your tribesmen and from the people who oppose you and disbelieve in you. In this manner, like this. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in these verses here also six affairs. There are also six affairs, but all of them are with regards to what? With regards to al-amal. With regards to action. The first one, kum fa'anzir. Stand up and rise and warn. And he stand up and warn the people. يعني أنذرهم عن الشرك ودعوة التوحيد. Meaning you warn them from shirk. Warn them from the anger of Allah. Warn them from the bad ways and the evil speech and the evil actions that lead to the anger of Allah. Call them to tawheed and to Allah's pleasure. This is the first one. The second one is وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ And your Lord alone, nobody else, glorify Him and magnify Him. Meaning praise Him and worship Him alone with tawheed. Number two. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ And your garments, cleanse them, purify them. The garments, sometimes it means the garments, and this could be understood here, the clothing, and no doubt from the deen of Allah is to purify the clothing. But if the outside is purified and the inside is dirty, is the outside being clean going to help? So therefore, even more important than cleaning the outside, yes, cleaning the inside. Huh? And the heart. And the thobe has been used to refer to as the heart. In more than one, issue, and this is something from the Arab. The Arab, they used to refer to the heart, the qalb, as a thawb, and likewise the soul, and likewise the deen. The deen has been referred to as the thawb. Likewise, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Hadith Abi Sa'id, he said that he saw in a dream the people were all presented to him, and they all had alayhi wa alayhim qumus. Qumus jamu qamis. Ma mana qamis? Qamis, the thawb. They all have thobes on. Some of the Prophet, he said in a dream, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of them, they had thobes all the way up. Their thobe came all the way up here, and very short, to his chest. His thobe was up here to his chest. What does that mean about his belly? You can see his belly. What about down below his belly? All that is shown. It's not covered. Huh? This person, he's not covered. The Prophet seen people like this. Some of them had a thobe that's all the way up to their chest, their chest area, meaning that they're exposed. They're exposed, their awrah is exposed. The yadin billah, other people is longer, and other people's is longer, and some is longer, and some is longer. And then after that, you know who he saw? He saw Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu wa alayhi thawbun wa alayhi qamisun yajurruhu. And he had a thawb on that he's dragging it behind him. It's so long. It's so long. And then the companions, they said, Bima awwalta dhalika ya Rasulullah? What did you interpret this dream to mean, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You know what he said? A deen. الدين. الدين. The garment is the deen. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. And the garment of taqwa, the clothing of taqwa, that is even better. That is even better. You have nice clothes on? Ah, but you gotta have piety likewise and fear Allah. That's the best clothing to wear, is to have deen, to have fear of Allah, to have love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sunnah. In this manner, like this, somebody can be strong. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ. This is what he came with after this, after explaining the reality that Allah, He's the creator, and that you're created from blood clot, and that Allah, He gave you the blessings and everything else. Now we have to do something about that. What do we have to do? Show thanks. We have to be thankful. We have to act. Knowledge comes, action, it must be applied, it must be followed. The knowledge, it must be coupled with action. قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِرْ. Purify your heart and purify your soul. Purify your heart by attaching your heart to Allah alone and believing in Him, that He is the one who created you from the alaq, and that you're going to go back to Him. And if you obey Him and you keep your soul clean, and you keep your clothes clean, and you keep your deen strong, He will grant you a paradise. Ah, that is beautiful, and that is delightful, and that is fun, and that is pleasing, and that never ends. But as for those who do not take the warning, then they have a promise and a threat. And then Allah, He says, وَالرُّجَزَ فَهْجُرْ. What one is that? Four. وَالرُّجَزَ فَهْجُرْ. الرُّجَزَ الأسنام, the idols. But also الرُّجَزَ كُلُّ مَا كَانَ فِيهِ شَرٌّ سُوء. Everything that's bad and evil is called رُجَز. And they also call it رِجِز. Also, رِجِز. Some of the qira'ah, الرِّجِز. الرِّجِز or رُجَز. Here we have a رُجَز. It's all meaning the filthy and the bad ways, the bad speech, the bad manners, the bad statements, all the bad ways, and all the bad creeds and everything else, and especially worshipping idols. And especially worshipping idols. رُجَز. فَهْجُرْ. فَهْجُرْ أُتْرُكْ ذَلِكْ. Leave it. You have to leave it and those people. That you have to leave it and you have to leave those people. You can't be with them whenever they do that bad stuff. The people that's bad and when they do bad stuff, we can't be around them. You have to make hijr. You have to leave them. And whenever they start worshipping other idols and going to a different deen and following another way or doing innovation and the likes like this, فَهْجُرْ. فَهْجُرْ هَؤُلَاء. You have to leave them. وَهْجُرْهُمْ هَجْرًا جَمِيلًا. Allahu Akbar. You have to leave them. You can't be around people when they do innovation. Huh? That's like they're playing with the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and you know that. You can't be around them when they do that. You have to leave. And you have to leave them. And whenever they worship other idols, whenever they go to church, you have to leave them. You can't go to church with them. You can't do the bid'ah with them, the innovation with them. Nah, you have to leave them. Because why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is al-akram, and He is the one who has taught you with the pen, and He is the one who has given you knowledge that you didn't know. He is the one who has taught you of al-Islam, and taught you of His beautiful names and attributes, and reminded you and taught you that you were created from alaq, and that you're going to go back to Him, and He's going to ask you and hold you accountable. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالرُّجَزَ فَهْجُرْ وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ. And do not consider your deeds of obedience as a favor to Allah. Do not consider your deeds of obedience as a favor to Allah. And this is something that happens to the people whenever they first come to the straight path and they first start learning and they think that they're better than others and they think that what they're doing is a favor for Allah Azza wa Jalla. But it's not a favor for Allah, rather it's a favor from Allah. هو الأكرم وربك الأكرم وربك الأكرم. It's a favor from Allah for you. It's the one, He is the one who has given us the blessing and the favor. And therefore, what should you do? وَلِرَبِّكَ فَاصْبِرْ وَلِرَبِّكَ فَاصْبِرْ. For the sake of your Lord, with ikhlas and sincerity and purity of intention, be patient. Be patient in obedience to Allah. Many times it's going to come, people are going to ask you to disobey Allah. No, you have to be patient for the sake of Allah. Many times your soul is going to be lazy, you don't want to pray, somebody's going to ask you to pray. You have to stand up and pray and be patient for the sake of Allah. Don't pray because Umi said pray. Don't pray because Abby said pray. Stand up and be patient. فَاصْبِرْ لِرَبِّكَ لِرَبِّكَ فَاصْبِرْ. You have to be patient for the sake of your Lord. You continue to pray for Allah, not for the people. You continue to seek knowledge for Allah, not for the people. You continue to learn and teach for the sake of Allah, not for the people. You have to be patient upon the obedience of Allah for His sake, believing in His promise and hoping for His meeting. Huh? Because you know that He created you from alaq. You know that He created you from alaq and He's very, very, very strong and powerful, but also He's kind and generous. And if you strive to worship Him, He'll be nice to you and kind to you. Al-Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala. But also you have to be رَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ by leaving off the haram and staying away from the bad words and the bad speech and the bad internet websites and the bad YouTube people. And we can't be deceived by the YouTube people, because so many people, they act like they're nice on YouTube and they're liars. They act like they're nice on YouTube, but they're really, they call them a wolf in sheep's clothing. How you got to be patient and staying away from these things. Sometimes they look really, really nice and really, really good, but really they're calling to the hellfire. And they're calling to a bad way. But they don't say that though. They decorate that. عِيَاذًا بِاللَّهِ. So you have to be patient, leaving off these things for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. If something bad happens also that we don't like, that's hard for us to deal with, somebody dies or somebody's hurt or somebody gets sick, you have to be patient. فَاصْبِرْ لِرَبِّكَ فَاصْبِرْ. So therefore, we close with a summarization. In the beginning of the revelation, there's a command to seek knowledge. And after that, when the coming of Al-Mudathir, there's the command to act and to apply the knowledge. It came first, the seeking knowledge, and the knowledge was revealed. After that, in Mudathir, we see the obligation of applying that knowledge. And likewise, in the beginning of Iqra, we see that there is knowledge of Allah and His attributes and His names, and the foundation of that is knowledge and power and authority. Al-ilmu wal-qudrah. And that He is the most generous and perfect in His names and attributes. And likewise, there is in Al-Mudathir the manners. After you learn that, you have to have some manners. After you learn that Allah created you in this manner and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is powerful and strong, you have to have manners. You have to have manners. What are those manners? The first manners are to make takbir of Allah and ta'zim of Allah, to magnify Him and to glorify Him and to worship Him and to be obedient to Him and to love Him and to strive to be upright upon His worship subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, in Iqra and Al-Alaq, there is the command to be to seek the aid of Allah. Bismi Rabbik. Iqra, Bismi Rabbik. And in Mudathir, there is the command to be patient. To be patient. You have to be patient. So you have to strive in the name of Allah and take the effort, but also you have to be patient. And in Iqra, we see that Allah, He clarified His virtue and grace and bounties and blessings over mankind. And in Mudathir, He mentioned His rights. His rights to be worshipped. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَّحِرْ وَرُجَزَ فَحْجُرْ وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ وَلِرَبِّكَ فَاصْبِرْ. All of these are from the rights of Allah. So first He mentioned His grace and blessing upon mankind in Iqra, and then in Mudathir He clarified that He has rights subhanahu wa ta'ala to be worshipped alone, and that you must purify your heart and your intention for Him, and purify your clothing and the likes like this as well, and that you must remember the grace and the virtue from Allah, and you must be patient in worshipping Him alone upon obedience and leaving off His prohibition subhanahu wa ta'ala, and dealing with the calamities with patience and the likes like this. Allah clarified His rights in Mudathir. Allah clarified His rights in Mudathir. And also in Iqra, Allah clarified the knowledge of Himself, the knowledge of Allah, and likewise the knowledge of the human being. And then after that, clarifying in Mudathir the commandments and the prohibitions. Because whenever a person, he realizes the greatness of Allah, and he realizes the creation of his own soul, he will also realize the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there are commandments and prohibitions. That there are commandments and prohibitions. And from here we see that Allah, He mentioned the beginning of the creation, and also He mentioned the wisdom from the creation. He began in Iqra mentioning the beginning of the creation, and in Al-Mudathir, the wisdom from the creation. قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. What is the wisdom from the creation? وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَلِرَبِّكَ فَاصْبِرْ وَالرُّجَزَ فَهْجُرْ. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He also clarified the foundation of knowledge. This is the knowledge of Allah. And He clarified the foundations of the commandments and prohibitions. And that is the commandment to worship Allah alone, and to the prohibition of staying away from the worshipping of idols. And we close with that. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.